Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Draft day, that is right. And this is the first of two times we will be on the air today. Also, after the Nets game, we will hop on the air whenever that post game is over on The Fan and the Odyssey app and WFAN.com and everything else. And you'll be able to hear us break down what is happening in the draft at that moment, what the Jets did, what the Giants did, all that good stuff. So looking forward to all of that. Of course, you know, from what happened last night by now, I would hope, unless you're just waking up, Jerry will give you all the details. Knicks with a really nice win against the Bulls last night at home before they head out on that 6-game road trip. Of course, the Yankees bats doing something, the Mets bats not, with DeGrom on the mound again. More details of that coming up in just a little bit. Now, I feel bad for this guy, Frank in Saddlebrook. The show just took on a life of its own. Other people called. Things were happening. We talked about everything else. I think Frank called at like 6:15 this morning, and he has hung on this entire time. I wouldn't normally start this hour with a call, but I promised Frank we would get him in before the break, and here he is. Or before the end of the show, rather. Frank, what's happening? How are you?
I'm fine. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. What, have you been on the elliptical this whole time for 3 hours?
No, I'm semi-retired. I'm in the park working out this whole time, and I enjoy listening to you guys. So it's been easy to hang out.
You're in the park the whole time you've been working out?
Yeah.
3 hours?
No, not 3 hours. It's about just under two.
What are you doing? You're running around. You're doing push-ups. What are you doing?
I walk 3 miles, do a lot of stretching, and just try to stay in shape.
That's a good job. Every day you do this for about 2 hours in the park?
Except Friday and Saturdays when I work in my brother Ray's barbershop.
Okay. All right. Very good, Frank. So what's on your mind today?
The other night during the Mets-Washington series, I've been a Mets fan since 62, and just before Darryl Strawberry came on for a live telephone talk, Keith said, the most dangerous hitter he's ever seen in his baseball life or career, whichever word he used, before I tell you who he said, you got to imagine all the terrific hitters he's seen or been impressed by. Williams, Mantle, McGuire, Strawberry, Cabrera, Ramirez, we could go on and on. He said the most dangerous hitter he has ever seen is Pete Alonso. And I thought I heard wrong. He said it again, and Gary Cohen, who I really admire, didn't challenge him. And Darryl Strawberry is ready to come on a phone. He's probably the most dangerous Met of all time. I'm wondering what you guys think about that statement.
You know, it's interesting with Keith. Keith is a guy who always references the past. Always.
When he says dangerous hitter, what does he mean? Like the guy that hits the ball the hardest. So if you're out there in the field, you got to be careful. Like David Cohn said, get the married guys off the infield when Stanton's up at the plate.
Right, which is very funny.
Right, yeah. So I mean, is he talking about that, or is he saying just actually good hitter that is, you know, could always put the ball in play, which he hasn't been doing?
Yeah, I maybe he's just. To me, when I hear the most dangerous hitter is you make a mistake, he's
going to hit it out of the right. And I think the incidence of home runs that he has hit in such a short period of time is what maybe he's referring to.
Yeah, which is a lot. It's over 70 in a short amount of time.
Right.
But, I mean, it is.
Can't be an all or nothing guy, man. He's got to start making contact.
And also, I mean, Keith, I don't know if he really believes that or not. Maybe he's, you know, he did tell us he got a talking to about making too many references to the past, so maybe he wanted to do something that was current.
I kind of like it.
And he's like, well, you know, this guy reminds me of Ferguson Jenkins, or, you know,
The Pee Wee Reese and Satchel Paige used to. It's like, oh, all right, Keith, I mean, come on, please. But I mean, old baseball fans tend to really enjoy that stuff. But yeah, whatever. I mean, listen, I'm not going to get on Keith for anything. So, like, if he said Pete Alonso's the most dangerous hitter he's ever seen, great.
That's his opinion.
Hey, Keith entertains me every night. Every single night I watch that game, he's entertaining me. He's making me laugh. He's one of my favorites of all time. Let's go to Matt, who's in Jersey. What's going on, Matt?
Boomer and Geo, what's good?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I've listened to you guys for a couple of years now. I seem to know have a pulse of the people and have a good standing of what's relevant. I just wanted to ask, you know, football draft is a huge deal. Pre-COVID, thousands of people go. Basketball draft is on nationally televised. The guys wear their suits. They come up on stage. Baseball draft, you don't even know who got drafted. It's not televised. Why does it suck so much, and why don't we hear anything about the baseball draft ever?
Well, it is televised now. MLB Network does televise it. So there's a couple of reasons. One, you live around here, and we care about what our team at the major league level is doing right now, because most of the time, I mean, the Yankees are competing every year. The Mets are trying to be in the playoffs every year.
Plus, the draft is in season.
Yeah, it's in season, and we care about what's going on. So I never in my life ever thought about the baseball draft until I got sent out to Pittsburgh to do those shows, and all of a sudden everybody there cared about the baseball draft.
Because you always had the number one pick.
Because the Pirates were always so bad, and it was like, who's the next guy that's going to save the Pirates and the kid that we can put our faith in to turn this thing around? And then it hit me. I was like, that's right, because their teams are so bad at the major league level, that's what their hope is there.
But I think that the fact that the draft is during the season is what hurts.
Yeah, and also, I mean, you got to remember, we see kids coming up quicker these days, but there's a lot of times that these guys spend years in the minors before we see them, as opposed to Zach Wilson, who may start week one, Trevor Lawrence, who will start week one. I mean, that's the difference.
Or Obi Toppin, who should be a player right out of college.
And we never see these guys play baseball
unless their
in
name
college.
Is Bryce Harper or Mike Trout.
Well, even then, I don't know. Not like I sat
well,
there.
Well, I remember when they drafted, they had Strasburg, right? And they had Harper, back-to-back drafts. Isn't that right?
Yes, the Nationals. That
was a big deal when those two guys
it
got
was,
drafted.
But we never watched those guys play.
No, we didn't. But I remember, though, that draft actually had a little buzz. Like,
yeah.
The Major League Baseball draft has no buzz. And because we're in the middle of the off-season of the NFL, so we've been through the, you know, hot stove league mm-hmm. of the NFL with all the different machinations of what every team has to go through. I think I said machinations twice this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, I think so, yes. So you have free agency, you have guys getting cut, you have now all the 50-year options being picked up from 2018. I mean, you have so many things going on. And then on top of all of that, the NFL Network, ESPN, CBS Sports Network, everybody has been all over the draft.
Yeah. So I also,
and it's a big deal.
Right. And with basketball, too, same thing. We see a lot of these guys in the tournament, and we get to know who they are.
But is basketball like
and there's one player
it's
to
usually,
change everything.
Yeah, it's usually like the top 10 players, and then nobody cares
and
anymore.
And then after that, it's done. Yeah. So
That's not the case in football, though.
No, it is not. No, not at all. That's a football draft is the biggest.
I always think that when the top of the draft lately has been pretty good. The last few years, there's been some really great players at a lot of different positions, and they're all bearing their draft pick status out.
Yeah.
But, you know, these drafts, second, third, fourth, and fifth round, man, this is where you got to make your money. This is where the GMs and the scouts really do make their money. They got to find those value guys that don't cost a lot of money, that can step right in and play, whether it be special teams, offensive, defensive line. Very rarely is it going to be a cornerback. It could be a wide receiver in the second or third round that could play immediately. Maybe an offensive guard could play immediately. A running back, of course, can play immediately. And that would be interesting to see whether or not the Jets go after a running back with that second first-round pick.
So there's actually, believe it or not,
yes,
there's two guys that I have heard of in this upcoming draft. Two guys.
Baseball draft.
That's what I'm talking about. Sorry, I was football draft.
Right. Well, I was just talking about the football draft, and you were just talking about the draft after I was talking about the football draft.
I know, I should have clarified.
Really talking about the baseball draft.
I tuned you out to go look up these guys' names.
I know, I can tell when you tuned me out.
Yeah, no, it was a very specific moment. I was like, let me just make sure these guys are eligible this year. And I was right, they were. So two guys from Vanderbilt. One is the son of someone we know very well around here.
Yes, of course.
Al Leiter, his son Jack Leiter.
Just keeps throwing no-nos.
Guy's unbelievable. And then also he's got a teammate there in Vanderbilt. Ton of players come out of Vanderbilt baseball. The other one is Kumar Rocker, who was a big
John Rocker's son.
No.
No.
It's not John Rocker's son. No, he's not.
John Rocker wouldn't name his son that anyway.
No, it's not. But Jack Leiter is Al Leiter's son for sure. But those two guys are.
Why do you know Kumar Rocker?
Kumar Rocker?
Rocker, yeah.
Because he's like a big deal. I saw him on highlights on SportsCenter. I saw they made it a big deal to show
pitcher
him.
Pitcher as well?
Big pitcher. Yeah, he's a huge guy.
Too. All right, so there you go. You got two huge pitchers coming out.
Kumar Rocker and Jack Leiter. Those are the two guys. Now, apparently Jack Leiter's going to go number one. I don't know where Kumar Rocker's going to go. Maybe two, maybe three, maybe who the hell knows. But those two guys I've actually heard of. And the only reason I hear of him is when they put him on national highlights.
Well,
so I'm not seeking
Leiter's
out.
Son, and we knew him from high school here.
Yeah, that is very true. Quickly, Lou in Locust Valley. Lou, what's going on?
Boomer and Geo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Lou.
Yeah, what's happening, Lou?
What's going on? We pumped up for tonight or what, boys?
Oh, yes. Of course we are. Yes. Big
First
Ranger
thing,
Islander
I'm
game.
Big,
yep.
I'm a big Ranger. Booms. I mean, really? Nobody cares about hockey.
Okay. What do you care about, Lou?
I care about the Jets, so I'm kind of a loser, and I also care about the Mets. First of all, real quick on the Mets, these Lindorks, they're driving me crazy on Twitter. I mean, I can't really identify with these guys. It's kind of like, you know, you're the first couple months after a marriage and you're ready to bail. We're stuck with this guy for the next 10 years.
Just relax.
Yeah, I know.
He's only been here for 19 games.
Can we give it a break, guys?
I agree.
But the second thing, I do think that the Jets are going to have to build, if they want to be effective, and if Douglas doesn't want to be the next, you know, McCagnon or, you know, McCagnot. If he can do that, and if they build around him with either Rashawn Slater or even trading up if Sewell drops a bit, I can see them getting some weapons or either some protection to build that wall. What are your thoughts on that?
I am. If Joe Douglas selects an offensive lineman high in the draft or anywhere, I trust his opinion on that.
When high could be second or third round. That's still high in the draft. I don't think Penny Sewell is going to be available for them, and I know that there
he did
are number,
say trade up.
Do know that there are a number of teams trying to trade into the top 10. So there are players that are in the top 10 that are very attractive to certain teams, and Penny Sewell may be one of them,
including the Saints. Apparently,
yes.
Ian Rappaport said they're trying to even go from 28 into the top 10, which would take a lot to be able to do that. But look what Joe Douglas did with Mekhi Becton. I mean, think about that. That pick. I mean, the guy was a beast. He was their best player. And he's got that pedigree. He knows offensive linemen, so you don't have to worry about that. And I would not, obviously it's not going to be with the number two overall pick, but if it's with their second pick in the first round or a second round pick, that player will be a player. I can guarantee you that Joe Douglas knows his offensive linemen.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Hey, Jerry, we got donuts in here.
We also got Belly. We're feeding the tree. I'll come in there and eat some donuts.
Oh, this is the name of the song, Belly Feed the Tree?
Belly's the band.
Okay.
Feed the Tree is the song.
Yeah, come in and get a donut.
I will do so.
You want me to bring you a donut?
No, come in and we're done.
All right.
You said there's 12 of them. I don't think they're all going to be gone. No, they're not.
You know what I think the most underrated Dunkin' Donut is? The chocolate glazed donut. That's
underrated.
The most underrated.
I think that's a popular one, no?
I think it's underrated. I think people take it for granted. It's sort of like, it's just chocolate glaze, whatever. Throw it in there in the dozen.
The glazed donut is probably the most popular, I would think.
No, I think that the traditional chocolate with sprinkles is probably the most popular.
Yeah, I think
popular.
You're right.
Really?
Yeah, it
the
is.
Chocolate
I'm
frosted
a big Boston
one with
cream
sprinkles.
Guy.
I think the Boston cream, to me, is their best donut.
I also like the Bavarian cream, too.
What about jelly donut?
Jelly, see, I'm
not a
huge jelly donut
guy. Nah, I got to tell you, that's Stanley's. Stanley's is a crumb cake and a jelly donut place.
How about a jelly munchkin?
Yeah, no. You know.
Pretty good.
I'm not a munchkin guy.
Munchkins, man.
I'm going to have a donut.
The problem with the munchkin is, I believe they're 40 calories per munchkin.
Are they? You've actually looked that up?
Yes, because they're awesome. And anytime my little guy's friends come over, the moms always bring over munchkins. So you have one, you have two, you have 10.
Exactly.
And
I know.
Like, oh.
That's what I was about to say. Is it's a false sense of security
it
with
is.
The munchkin.
It's not
like, these little things. Just pop a couple little munchkins. Next thing
can
you
I
know.
Can I smell them?
You're 15 munchkins in. And you basically had your caloric intake for the day.
So let's
see. We welcome you to Munchkin Land.
Where's that guy these days? Kevin
Wolf.
Kevin Wolf.
I'm sorry. A munchkin is 60 calories.
Oh, that's even worse.
Oh, my gosh.
10 munchkins, 600 calories?
Wow. That's rough.
Oof-ah.
They're so good, though.
They are. Well, Dunkin' Donuts, is just, I mean, it's delicious stuff.
Yes, it is.
What can you say about it other than that?
Except when they tried to make pizza. Didn't seem to make much sense.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they had a small little run a couple of years ago where they introduced pizza.
Tried. You know, just stay in your lane, do what you do best, come up with more ideas around the breakfast stuff. And
they made some breakfast sandwiches that are pretty good.
I want them just to stick to donuts, munchkins, and muffins.
And coffee.
That's it.
You don't like the breakfast sandwich situation?
No, because what happens is when you start getting into that, it holds up the line.
It does. You know, like at Starbucks, it definitely does that. You know, if the people, then they... It takes forever. You order a sandwich. All they do is they take the egg out of the drawer and stick it on the thing and put it in the microwave. But for whatever reason, that takes like 25 minutes.
That's why you got to go to a deli, just order.
Well, of course, yeah. But if you're in a
egg
pinch.
And cheese and cold
there,
day.
There is a Dunkin' Donuts by me that runs like an absolute machine. You are in and out within three. I mean, it's quick, no matter what people are ordering. And then there are some that are just awful at it.
Yeah, of course, the deli bacon, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel or a roll or something is the greatest thing in the world.
Yes.
But I'm just talking about these chains.
And the delis have it down.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, for the most part, we've had long conversations about this.
Yeah, don't get into that with the knife.
Yeah, no, I know. And also the ordering and all of that.
But he is right, though. And when you walk into a deli and there's a collection of people and there's no organization... And you're staring at each other like, who's next?
I hate that.
It's the worst.
I will stop going to a place if they don't know how to organize their own lines.
It is tough.
Get yourself some velvet ropes and let's go. Like, let's make a line very easy to
follow.
You know,
because of COVID-19, now everybody has a dot on the floor. And you're supposed to stand on the
dot. Then have a number situation. That's easy, too.
Right. So in some places, the COVID...
Bakeries have number situations.
Yeah, in some places, the COVID has forced people to make an organized flow, which is good. Has been good for some businesses.
Yeah. Everybody turns into Mark Melusis in these situations with no organized flow.
Did you order, or are you? Yeah, that's what everybody does. They never finish the sentence, you know? They just, you look at each other. Did you order? Are you waiting? Or can I?
Maybe.
It's just like the worst. It's so awkward. Don't you hate those awkward situations?
Well, also, too, when you go to a deli as well and it's crowded, and let's say you want like four or five different things that they have to slice up, you feel guilty.
I know.
That it's taking so long.
Like, I'm sorry. I wanted some of this stuff, but it's taking for, but you know the person. They're like, it's okay in their mind. Like, this jerk.
The fatso's ordering olive loaf. He doesn't need olive loaf.
Seriously. A pound of potato salad? Give me a break. Okay. So we've got another update and moment of the day, do we not?
Brought to you by Winter Brothers Waste Systems, creating a cleaner and greener Long Island. To learn more, visit wintersbros.com. We have got a whole bunch going on today. How about Yankee baseball to start the day? Well, we've started the day, and then Moose and Maggie. But Yankee baseball coming up on the Fan. Pregame coverage, 12:25, the game at 1:05. Yankees go for a series win last night. They beat the O's and beat them soundly, 7-0. They got home runs from Ford, from Urshela, and from Clint Frazier. Here was Aaron Boone, perhaps the offense starting to find its way.
Kind of rallying around that team at bat, just go up and have a quality at bat. It's starting to build definitely a little bit more now.
And for one, Clint Frazier thrilled to go deep finally.
I really needed it. So I'm just, I'm happy to finally be on the board.
Giancarlo Stanton did not hit a home run, but he had three hits on the night. Scored a couple of runs. He says, one guy hits, we all hit. Pretty much the way it goes.
I think having good at-bats is contagious. So, you know, you see how the pitcher and the opposing team in general is attacking us.
And then make your adjustment and move on. Now, the night before, Aaron Judge came out of the game late. Turned out he had lower body stuff going on. Didn't play yesterday, though he was available if needed in a big spot. Not sure about today yet. I haven't seen the starting lineup. And so Gio Urshela was taken out late last night, and Aaron Boone was asked if he is hurt or is he okay.
Yeah, he's okay. He was one of those guys I was maybe going to have down tomorrow. Maybe it'll be a conversation now.
Got to get your rest in.
You know what? Here's the thing. This is why analytics would suck. Because Gio went 2-for-4 last night.
I agree. Keep him in the lineup.
The
young
go.
Kid,
hot.
Let him
he's
play.
Going. He's going. He's playing. And what's wrong with keeping him out there?
Man, wouldn't it be unbelievable if Chernoff, in the middle of the show, was like, Boomer, 9 o'clock hour, you take it off.
And stay home tomorrow.
Right. Stay home tomorrow. We keep you fresh for the draft. There's nothing really going on today. 9 o'clock hour, you take off.
He does the opposite.
Yeah, I put you on again.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Load management for Boomer, yes. Jordan Montgomery, Jorge Lopez today in the series finale. As for the Mets, a disgusting 1-0 loss to the Red Sox because of their offense. They lost the night prior. They get swept in two straight. They come up with not two runs, but two hits for Jacob DeGrom, who didn't have his best, but still good enough to go six innings, give up just one run and strike out nine. The problem is Luis Rojas's club simply cannot hit.
The approach was just off. I mean, late on fastballs, chasing breaking balls, taking pitches in the zone. It was just off.
Basically, they did nothing right offensively at all. As for Jacob DeGrom, he says not as good as he'd like to be.
Kind of displeased with my mechanics. You know, last start it felt really good. This one felt like I was flying open. Everything seemed to be flat.
Did you imagine, I mean, how good he is? He's saying that start was basically not very good. He gave up three hits in six innings and struck out nine. And
you know, Keith said he finally found his rhythm. He felt like in the fourth or fifth
inning.
I agree.
You're right.
And, you know, that he was, you know, he threw that ball, you know, two of those pitches in that second inning right over the plate.
I think, too, Boomer, I think he would have pitched the seventh and the sixth inning, and I don't remember who it was. It wasn't Martinez. I forget who. One guy had a really long at-bat with him that drove his pitch count up a little
bit.
The pitcher did. 11 pitch at-bats. Yeah.
It was Pivetta?
Yeah. That's crazy. I couldn't believe it. And that guy is like, he was 9-for-109. And he was up there battling with Jacob DeGrom for 11 pitch at-bat.
Well, here was, we'll move on from this. So you got the Mets and Philly tomorrow night as they take on the Phils, who are now ahead of them in the standings because the Mets are now 9-10. Phillies beat the Cardinals 5-3. What we've talked about all morning, though, was this pitch to Bryce Harper. First pitch thrown by Genesis Cabrera, and it hits him right in the face.
Finished that rookie year with a 270. Oh, man. Oh, man. It hit him right in the face.
It deflected into his face.
It did not deflect. That's Tom McCarthy on NBC Sports Philadelphia. After they looked at it on replay, they realized the ball went above his arm and below the bill of the helmet and hit him flush in the nose and cheek, and yet somehow he was okay. Then Didi Gregorius was hit by the same pitcher on the second pitch that he threw. Fair to say McCarthy and John Kruk, they gave you a little reaction afterwards.
97 to Bryce Harper.
This is what's going to suck. They're gonna warn both teams now, probably. That's the big leagues. If your command's that dang bad, get out.
That's good for Kruk.
This is going to suck because we can't throw at them now.
Right. See, Sean Avery could be the John Kruk of the NHL.
He could get
him in there.
I agree. He could.
Pissing everybody off.
These two clearly not thrilled, as you can imagine.
That was 95
to
Didi
pitches,
Gregorius.
One in the face, one in the back. Yeah, now warn both teams so we can't hit anyone.
That's pretty funny.
It's great.
Here was Harper on Instagram a few hours after this.
What up, everybody? Bryce Harper here. Everything feels good. Everything came back good. CT. All that kind of stuff.
Doesn't
the fan brass want us to do that? Hey, what up, everybody?
Yeah.
Boomer here.
Yeah, Boomer
just
here.
Just picked Zach Wilson. Told you.
Do some instant reaction?
Well, they already moved the goalpost on that again for us. So first we were just doing videos on our own, and now they want us on a Zoom call together to react after the Jet pick.
Today?
Why?
Yeah. But I thought you're going on after the Net game.
We are. Yep.
And you're going online.
Yeah, well, we're doing instant reaction video. Yeah, on Zoom.
Why don't I just react right now? I have CBS tape it.
That'd be great. That's what I said yesterday.
Yes, the Jets got Zach Wilson. Yes, we got him. Okay, great. Here, there. That's it.
Perfect.
All right. Is that good?
That's great.
Everybody happy now?
It was good. One more? Yeah.
One more take. You said kind of like.
You called him Jack.
Jack. I said Zach. Yeah. Let me just say, yes, the Jets got Zach Wilson. Yes. I predicted it 2 months ago. How's that?
Perfect. There you
Excellent.
Go. Run that. Tweet it out. Chicken parm, Lou.
Oh, my God.
We mentioned all morning this horrific call by Marty Foster in the Brewers-Marlins game.
I thought you were going to say Robin Lake success. Horrific call, but no.
I mean, he
calls every day at the same time Sal's show.
I was going to text Sal. I said, I know you're tired. It's the last 5 minutes of your show, but please, just don't do it again.
I like Rob. You don't like Rob?
I like Rob once a week. I can't Rob every night at whatever it is, 4:52.
That's what got him banned here. He was calling every day.
Too much, Rob. Too much. Rob is very nice to us. He's great once a week, Rob.
I used to have Short Al call the newsroom every night at 2:05 a.m.
Hey, Short Al.
Yeah. He was a very lovely man. Yes. Hey.
I mean, Rob's a good dude. He loves the station. That's all.
So here's how you know the call was terrible. Usually the team that benefits from it, you know, like the hometown announcers will make it sound better than it is. Here are the Marlin announcers trying to understand what the hell is going on.
Here it is again. Here's a look at Godley. He flips. Eason's not even in the picture. And Vogelbach stepped on the bag.
He's calling interference on Godley on that?
There's no way.
There's no way.
Well, no, that's what they called, actually. It was a really terrible call.
Let's go over and pick up the ball and throw it to first base.
What's I'm not sure what he's supposed to do in that situation. Like, what do you think Foster saw?
And by the way, he stayed on the grass. He never stepped on the dirt at all.
I can't figure this out for the life of me.
Somebody should just go up there and slap him upside the head and say, "You that stupid to call this play?"
There's one thing. So isn't it like you establish your own running lane nowadays? Isn't that the deal?
Why do they have that second line over there?
I'm just bringing this up. So if you are the runner and you establish that running lane and it happens to be on the grass and then the guy makes the play on the grass, is that what this ump is saying?
Maybe this ump didn't have a call all night long. And
it was the second inning.
I'm trying to figure out, other than him being a complete nincompoop, I can't figure out what he was saying.
I think he just saw something that wasn't there.
Yeah, it's just all right. We got nincompoop.
Nincompoop.
I'll go nincompoop. I agree with that.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Also of note, the Braves beat the Cubs easy 10-0 last night. Did we do the Knicks yet? I honestly don't remember.
No.
Okay. So we've got Knicks Bulls last night. New York wound up winning 113-94. Julius Randle had a monster first quarter. Solid night overall. 34 points, 12 of 23 shooting. Good shooting night for RJ Barrett, who had 22 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. Here is Coach Tom Thibodeau. He says, good start, a lull, and then we hit the gas again.
I like the way the game started. I thought our starters really got us off to a good start, and I didn't like the way the bench played in the first half.
But then they were picked up, and they ran away from Chicago in the end. What's up for the Knicks now, who have won 11 of 12? They are 7 games over 500, all alone in fourth place in the East now, is a 6-game road trip, which should start well in Houston against the crappy Rockets, and then we will see from there where they go. But they are alone in fourth place because the Sixers beat the Hawks 127-83, which means the Nets a full game up on Philadelphia as Philly picked up a half game last night. Nets at Indiana tonight on the Fan, and then we bring you another special edition of Boomer and Geo, Carton and Roberts, and Moose and Maggie to break down the first round of the NFL draft. We know the Jets take second. We already got the instant reaction from Boomer about Zach Wilson. We know the Jaguars and who they're taking. The intrigue will begin at number 3 with the 49ers, and really 4 with the Falcons, probably 2 if they keep the pick. Giants go 11, and the Jets, by the way, was it 23? Is that right? Later in the first round? They have a second first-round pick as well. And the Giants did exercise their fifth-year option on Saquon Barkley. You've got Rangers-Islanders tonight, and you've got the Devils and the Flyers tonight. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it.
Money!
Earlier this morning, G recalled a story about a misused word from his past family life.
So I hear my mother-in-law on the phone one day, and she's talking to somebody back in Pittsburgh. And she's got three daughters. My wife is her middle daughter. And she, and the oldest daughter, Lucia, I guess, was having some surgery done. So I hear my mother-in-law on the phone go to this person. You know, it's a shame what's going on with Lucia. And I'm like, huh, I wonder what's going on. She goes, yeah, she had surgery on her labia. And I said, and I went, what? So I stopped her. I said, what are you, where? She's like, yeah. Maybe she just got yesterday labia surgery. And I said, no, she didn't. And she goes, yeah, her shoulder's been bothering her for a long time. And I said, labrum. She goes, oh, sorry. Donna, labrum. Labrum.
Place, you know, come on, man.
Why are we doing here?
There you go, guys. Moment of the day.
Very good, Jerry. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Is there anything better than just messing with your fellow employees?
Oh, I think it's the best, man. I had a bunch of great ideas that I couldn't execute because our digital guy here got COVID. Right. I had a bunch of, like, I really wanted to scare the hell out of Al. that first day back and then have him try to get into the building, because he wouldn't have known that just there was that one door to get in that day.
Yes.
I just pictured someone hiring someone to scream at Al and then him trying to go through the revolving doors and not being able to get through, going, oh, no, like that.
You would have had to warn the guy that was going to try to scare Al that he could have gotten tased.
Well, I'd tell him not to get that close.
Or pepper sprayed.
Could have gotten tased, pepper sprayed, police batoned.
No, I would just make sure it was far enough away so the pepper spray couldn't reach him.
I think you got to get yourself some nunchucks.
That's what I was thinking. I asked Jerry this. Like, even if I don't know how to use the nunchucks in a fight, just to be able to do the moves where you wrap it around your back,
yeah,
a mugger would see that and would know not to mess with me.
Sure, absolutely.
Because I was also thinking, like, I walk around with this pepper spray. Everyone's in a mask. It probably doesn't even penetrate the mask.
Yeah, you want it to penetrate the eyes, though.
You got to get in the eyes.
You got to shoot it right at the eyes.
It's the combination, the eyes, the nose, the mouth. You got to get it all, ears, everything.
But if you're going to get something, get the eyes.
Get the eyes? Okay, what if they're wearing glasses?
Well, just shoot it right at the eyes. Doesn't matter.
All right.
The big problem around here right now, just to let people know, is we have a digital guy. Because he's one of the few people that's working in that department, he's decided that he can make all the calls around here. You know, like this, he could tell the talent what to do. And, you know, he's not a great communicator to begin with, Tom Izzo. And he's someone who is like, hey, guys, can you do this? Can you do that? He tells us one thing. Hey, film a video on your phone. And the next thing, no, we're going to make it a Zoom. Can you stay up till 11 o'clock to give us this? And he's really just, he's become demanding, you know, and it's tough for us because, you know, we've got a lot of cooks in the kitchen these days. You know, we've got Mark Chernoff, we've got the architect, and then Izzo comes in demanding digital content from us. And I feel bad, you know, because he's had a tough stretch of luck here recently, you know, with COVID and everything else. And he's just, you know, he's gaining weight like me and he's just looking terrible. And I'm like, I feel bad because I say, sure, whatever you need, Tom, whatever you need.
Good, you handle it.
You know, yeah. So then that's what happens. And then he doesn't go to you directly. He comes to me. Can you ask Boomer to do this? And I'm like, so he's got to work on his communication skills because they're just horrendous. Absolutely horrendous.
I agree.
So now all of a sudden, now we're painted in a corner and we got to do all this draft stuff. So we got to do a video here, video there. We already did a preview video. Then we got to do a live reaction video. Then we got to go on the air. We'll say all the stuff that we're going to say tomorrow morning on the show when it counts. So, but hey, we got you covered.
We got you covered.
Well, we do got you covered.
Right after the Nelts game. Boomer and Heho join you for the NBA draft. Where the Jets will select Trevor Lawrence.
Yes, Al?
That's the other problem. We all know who the Jets are taking, so it's like anticlimactic.
No, I know. This is what I've been saying. But then when I say that, people get mad. Oh, how are you not fired up for the draft? The Zach Wilson thing I'm not fired up for because we knew that I'm already tired of him. The way that we process things in the world of sports these days, we move on quickly. And news. I'm done with Zach Wilson already. What's next? I'm done with you.
Can you remember when I brought Zach Wilson up to you?
No, I can't.
You don't remember it because, you know, because we've been talking about it for so long.
I'm being honest. I can't remember exactly when it was.
Okay.
It was probably, over a month for sure.
It was right after the Super Bowl.
It was right after the Super Bowl?
It was.
Like bingo bango right after the Super Bowl?
I looked at 100 of his throws and I told you that I was blown away by his accuracy.
I remember that.
And again, I didn't know who the kid is, and now it sounds like he's got everything that you're looking for in a quarterback. So
hopefully
the Jets got the right guy.
Hope so.
Boomstradamus, we bow to thee.
That's right, yes. What would we do without this? Without these this force, the foresight? Foresight. What would we do without this foresight?
Mm.
Yeah, no. So I am worried about tonight because you are someone who enjoys a pop or two while watching a Ranger game. I know you were drunk the other night when they were playing because you were tweeting. And when you drunk tweet, I can tell because it's like lots of emojis and lots of complaining about the Rangers.
Yes.
So when you did like a Rangers skating in mud emoji face,
yes.
I said, uh-oh, he's half in a bag.
I was pissed.
Yeah, well,
But I was happy to see Shesterkin, our young goalie, actually save the game for us.
So I'm just imagining.
Or everybody else was sitting there, you know, standing around watching like they got front row seats.
I'm imagining the Islanders steamrolling the Rangers tonight, and you just pounding your reposado, Casamigos reposado, and then going on the air, you know, with one eye open.
That could
letting
happen.
It fly.
I'll tell you, that could happen.
I know it could happen. It probably will happen.
Better tell Pete Hoffman be ready with that dump button.
Yeah, that's right. And we can't ramp out a delay for the picks or anything. We got to be in delay because Boomer's going to let it fly tonight, boys. Let it fly.
Well, we'll see.
No, you're letting it fly.
You guys are on so late, you're in that safe zone that the FCC lets you do whatever.
Is that true?
Don't even tempt me. If that is the safe zone, watch out.
Well, there is a safe zone, but I know the companies don't like to have the safe zone, but I believe FCC rule-wise that like the overnights, nighttime and the overnights considered like a safe zone.
Really?
Yeah. Safer.
I've never heard of that. Have you ever heard of that?
I have. I thought it was more like up to 3 a.m. or something I thought it was like midnight to 3 or something.
I was the top censor in the company behind Mr. Tom Chiasano.
Wow.
At one point.
Who was that other guy that they...
Dead Air Dave?
Yeah, Dead Air Dave. Yeah,
maybe I was third. Behind Tom Chiasano and Dead Air Dave.
Dead Air Dave.
Why did they call him Dead Air Dave?
I guess when he spoke on the air, he had a lot of dead air in between words.
That's great. All right, no, we're letting it fly. That's what's going on. You better watch out. So, yeah, so if the Rangers play poorly, it's not going to be a good night for me or you or anybody.
Let's just not even talk about it and just wait until we get there.
Okay. All right. Are you going to be okay with your equipment and where to dial in and all that stuff?
We'll figure that out, too.
Because I'm not going on by myself, I'll tell you right now. I will protest. No way in hell.
Look, if there's another 6-1 game, you may be on by yourself.
See, I'm going to have anxiety about this all day long. Thinking about you, whether you're going to show up or not, are you going to be drunk or what?
Decides whether effing Kreider is going to want to play tonight and be involved.
Very good.
And I don't mean fighting. I mean be involved.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.